This is Mound House, a small town outside Carson City in rural Nevada. There's almost nothing here but desert. Desert and prostitutes.
Here at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, we love to serve everybody, from fetishes to girl next door to porn star parties to empathy parties to divorce parties. Here, we don't judge, so we open up to anybody and everybody, and we're here to have fun and make you come.
They're doing it because they want to, because they don't want to work for what society pays, or they want to have a job where they can make a good amount of money in a short period of time and then go lay on the beach in Hawaii or work on their studies or their career in music or dancing or whatever they want to do.
Dennis Hoff runs the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, a world-famous brothel featured in HBO's Cat House series. Isolated counties in rural Nevada are the only places in America where prostitution is legal and regulated.
Prostitution cannot be in a county that has more than 400,000 people. That eliminates Las Vegas and eliminates Reno. In Las Vegas, the sheriff has just entered his 500th girl in his little black book of girls that were arrested working with HIV. So what happens in Vegas, it goes back to Des Moines, LA, San Francisco, all over the country. In 32 years, mandatory testing, every girl, every week, never a case of HIV. When you legalize it, it takes the STDs out of it, it takes the drugs out of it.
The difference between working in a legal place to working as illegal prostitute is, number one, here at the brothel, we have a panic button. Out there in the outside, you have no protection at all.
The main thing that would make my life safer would be decriminalization.
This LA-based sex worker asked to be identified as Holly. She has no boss or pimp and gets all her business through her personal website.
How I got into sex work is probably the most common question that I get asked. Before sex work, I had a corporate job. Around 2008, during the financial crisis, the business that I had as a consultant failed. I went through a personal growth period where I rejected kind of material things. It was a very kind of hippie spiritual experience. So it was kind of between growing pot and sex work. And I chose sex work because I'm good at it.
Holly says she's not a victim. But if you look at a recent spate of high-profile, celebrity-driven charities, you'd get the impression that all sex work is just that, victimization. They call it sex trafficking.
Pimps and traffickers no longer have to just, you know, work the street. They can just place an ad and sit back and have their customers come to them wherever they might be.
In California, the anti-traffickers claimed a major victory with the passage of Prop 35, which garnered an impressive 80%+ support at the ballot box from California voters. After all, who could be against punishing what amounts to the sexual enslavement of children?
Prop 35 was really scary for sex workers, and a lot of us came out of the woodwork to work on it because it required that if we were arrested, we would have to register as sex offenders in our neighborhoods, which is really crazy for anybody who wants to rent a home or get a job or foster a child or keep the child that they currently have.
Because of Prop 35, if I were attacked, I would think a lot more about whether I would report that to the authorities because of my concern for my family.
Pimps love Prop 35. You say to your young girl, look, the cops can't touch you. If the cops come up and they give you to the social worker, tell the social worker you want to go to ABC group home. Grab Amy and Heather, meet me at Roscoe's on Saturday. And now he's got two more girls.
Dr. Lois Lee is no fan of prostitution and runs a worldwide organization called Children of the Night, which rescues underage prostitutes. But she says that laws like Prop 35 have unintended consequences.
Uninformed people who put millions of dollars and lots of public relations effort into trying to create Prop 35 or to try and shut down Craigslist or Backpage.com, all they do is push the problem underground.
They're calling themselves the anti-trafficking lobby, but they're really, really a group of people that are primarily against commercial sex work, whether it is voluntary or trafficked.
The difference between human trafficking and prostitution is coercion. I'm not a victim. I'm not being coerced, but the law doesn't see me that way.
There are prostitutes who say that they're just business people and that they're not victims. And I think for the most part, that may be true for a very limited number of people. But the problem is when you go out and you fill out a credit card application, you can't write down that you're a prostitute. When you go out and you apply for a job, what have you been doing the last 10 years? I was a prostitute. There's lots of social isolation. It's not an accepted field.
I've tried to break the stigma of that we're all on drugs and that we're all battered and we all come from bad homes. I've been trying to work on that as hard as possible. And when people get to know me and they get to talk to me, they actually see like, wow, you're intelligent. Wow, you're witty. Wow, you have a brain on your shoulders. I love who I am. I can look in the mirror every day. I'm able to pay my bills. I'm able to own my own company. I'm able to give back to my family. I'm able to give back to the world.
So what would help sex workers? Is the Nevada model the answer? Perhaps, though the strict regulations on the brothels can create an isolated situation for the workers. And some workers and advocates aren't happy that bosses like Dennis Hoff are still calling the shots.
As far as brothels go, it's kind of the best answer we have right now, which I don't think is ideal. They take so much money out of what the girls are making.
Most women who work in brothels have pimps. In brothels, they have something known as pimp day, where pimps are allowed to visit. But the brothel owners make the pimps pay. It's not a healthy environment.
Has there ever been a girl that's had a pimp that got a job here? Yes, absolutely. But as soon as the girls find out, they're going to try to pull them off that pimp and say to them, why do you need a pimp? You're in a legal environment. When you legalize something, it takes all the nonsense out of the business.
What most people involved in the sex trade can agree on is that keeping it in the black market is not making things safer for the workers.
Decriminalize prostitution. Decriminalization of prostitution is something that even the sex worker rights movements does not necessarily always agree with the finer points and what is right for our community, how decriminalization will work. We all globally believe in decriminalization.
Why should women be put in jail for having sex? We always have incarcerated women throughout history for being sexually active. In the 60s, we locked up girls in juvenile hall for being incorrigible. Incorrigible meant that they were sexually active and there wasn't birth control. So we were protecting them from themselves.
Hear us roar as we have this right to own us, to nobody can take us and do what they want and sex sell us and trade us and this and that. I do what I want with my body, when I want, and how I want.
Prostitution is never going away. The harsher the laws get, the more people will do to avoid getting caught.